Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 50th Cardiff Ivari International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Doris Pack, coordinator of the Lux Prize. So, to start off this interview, and thanks very much for agreeing to do this, would you like to tell our listeners once again about the Lux Prize and what it represents?
I think 8 years ago, a colleague of mine, we thought that first of all, we should follow Wim Wenders' order, so to say, we should tell European stories. And European stories, you can tell them in many ways, but the best ways are European films.
Right.
But the European films are in different languages. So, and this is always a problem for European films, that they cannot really all of them spread all over Europe or even further. And we said we should help good films, European films, to be seen all over Europe at least. And so we created this Lux Prize, European Parliament's Lux Prize, which is now, which is using out of a 10 collection. Jury is doing collecting 10 films out of a lot of young films, new films. 10, and this 10, which we have just released here, unveiled here in Cardiff Ivari, out of these three, the jury will choose 3, and these 3 will be subtitled in all European Union languages, it means 24 now, and the colleagues in the European Parliament, they should, as have the right and the choice to vote for one of its films, and this film will at least get another prize in addition, which means it will get the prize, but another award in addition, which means it will get the film translated in a blind auditorium. So this is a greater cross media support. So this is what we are doing now 8 years, and I think it has a good result, and the Lux Prize has yet its place in the prizes, in the film prizes.
Yeah, and of course it's not easy to get a project like this supported. In 8 years, has it gotten any easier?
No, it's not easy to get all the colleagues in the European Parliament online, because this is not paid by the Creative Europe program. It's paid by the money which is foreseen for communication of the European Parliament. So, but instead of creating stilos or papers or leaflets, I think it is much better to have also this old and in the same time new communication of film. And this is used, and there should be used, these films should be used by the colleagues as well to come in communication with people who never come. If you invite them to listen a speech on Europe or whatever, but if they are invited to see a film, and then we can come in discussion with on the topic of this film, which are sometimes also or mostly topics which are familiar all over Europe. One of the prizes was the famous Welcome, the French one. It was dealing with the subject of refugees coming from, asylum seekers coming from Afghanistan, ending in Calais. So it was a great film with a bunch of success. Or the film of the last film from Pavlovsky, which got even the Oscar. It is a film which has something to do with our common history. So I think it is this is why we can show the diversity of our culture, but which is in somehow even very much in common. And this should be done as with all means, and film is this tool. And but nevertheless, I can tell you, this year also we had problems in the parliament to bring the majority in favor of it.
It's outrageous that there is a problem. I'm noticing more and more that films that are associated with the Lux Prize, not just the winning films, but also the films that are shortlisted, live on. and also because of the Lux Prize. I'm not just talking about Ida that won the Oscar.
You can speak on, for example, the last year was in competition of the three, was also The Class Enemy from a young 29 years old filmmaker from Slovenia. It was a great film, and he got even the public prize. You know, we are making a film week in all 28 countries, and during this week the films are shown, and the people who are going to see the films, they can vote. And so this film won the public prize. So it's not only Ida has now got the Oscar, but we have at least also, you remember Die Fremde, I think in English it was When We Leave or something like this. This was a film dealing with honor killing, and it was a film very much seen, then even further than the European Union. We got a translation, a subtitling by the Goethe Institute in 7 other languages. So it went far to India and China, and so I think it is a film which is understood everywhere. The topic is a very prominent topic, honor killing.
In other words, films can represent these topics and get people talking. Yeah. I think that's one of the main points of the Lux Film Days. Yeah. So that's what we want for this edition.
Yeah. This Lux Film Days, I think this is really a great moment where people come together, not to praise Europe, not to praise the parliament, but to know that we parliamentarians or the parliamentarians are not only looking on legislative acts, they are looking also to keep the soul of Europe. And the soul of Europe, you can see it in the films. And therefore, it helps us to be much more understood. And we are going also in schools. I remember this film of the Die Fremde with the honor killing subject. This film was shown in some schools. I was present in one school. They asked me to come because I have to do with the Lux Prize. And these 16 years, 70 years old kids, they were really interested why we did it, in which way we are dealing with such subjects in politics. So it widens also the horizon for politics in general. So we have so many chances with this Lux Prize. If colleagues would use it. So some people use it and some not. And that is the problem, but we will bring them to do it.
And of course you have been traveling a lot with this since it's the beginning with this film. And what have you noticed from actually going there in first person, and that you would like to that other people that don't support the Lux Prize to understand?
I think even if I did forget to mention that we in Venice, when we are showing the three films for the first time as a three in competition, we are inviting always 28 young people from the different nations in the European Union to stay there, to have a chance to see the films they want to see the regisseurs, the realizers of these three films, to discuss with them. So we have created now in the last years a lot of, a basis of young people in all these 28 countries who have never a chance to see at the same time 27 others. So and this is great, and therefore I think if I tell this to the colleagues, and if I try to explain what is the feeling if we discuss with the people looking this film these films in the film days. If I tell this to some people in the parliament, to some colleagues, sometimes they wake up. Yeah. They wake up and they become to understand. But still, it is ongoing work, and we are not on the world to not to work. We have to do it for good ideas.
Exactly. And I'm very thankful that you do it, because, of course, I was one of the 28, and there was a life-changing experience. And it's not just a life-changing experience of people that want to follow a job in this particular sector in the film industry, but also because it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, I think, and these young people, they have at least the first time and the only time that they meet 27 others, and they make friends, and they are with the internet really always related. I remember when I was three years ago, I was on the Berlinale, and there was one of your former colleagues, I don't remember his name, he passed me, but I didn't realize, and he touched me and said, "Hey, are you Mrs. Park?" I said, "Yes, I am one of the 27, and this time there were still 27 member countries. So I said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "We were four. We are coming to the Berlinale because it's great," and so on. So I think we should not always think that with our ideas we can get the biggest public ever. We should start where we can start, with 28, with the people coming to see the films in the film week. So we are going. And when I left the European Parliament last year after 25 years, the president of the parliament and the director general said, listen, what will happen to the prize? What will happen to the Lux Prize? And they made me the coordinator. They said, I'm doing this voluntary. I'm not paid for this. I do it because I want to do it and I want to be on the front with this Lux Prize. And so I think it will continue.
You have a great passion for it.
Yeah.
Well, it was a great pleasure talking with you. And I wish you, and of course, we all wish all the best for this next edition of the Lux Prize. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you as well.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.